I've got a question and a comment. I want to make sure I understand when you were talking about the flesh of fat being based on the biochemistry and the physiology, and I think that means it's based on learning how the food and drink we take in breaks down chemically, and then that affects our physical structures, right, of our cells and organs and systems and how our bodies can then function. Is that right?
Well, biochemistry is real nutrition, and it's how physiology is the structure of the whole body and the function, but biochemistry is what happens to the body based on the nutritional input. So when you eat certain foods, certain things happen.
Yeah.
And biochemistry, you know, my dad was the first bioanalyst and pathologist of California, and he was always looking under a microscope at all kinds of physical body samples, sputum, blood, fluids, all different kinds of things, to see what's going on in the body. And all of that is affected by the foods we eat.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was just trying to get a better handle on it so if I could explain it to somebody, and I think I understand better now.
Yeah, and physiology, you know, I'll let Dr. Vicki tell you about physiology. She's the pro at that.
Well, physiology is the food combining.
Physiology.
The study of how the body works. So if you understand how the body works, which is the digestion, that's why we food combine, because I learned it in physiology. I remember studying it and being tested for it when I was in chiropractic school, and suddenly I see I get Jackie as a patient, and she's telling me about food combining and this book, and she's going to put her baby on it. And this, and I went, give me that book. Let me know the name of that book. I need to research this because, you know, I'm concerned. I was concerned about the baby and, you know, what she was doing. So I got the book, I read about it, and I went, oh, my gosh, and it just hit me. I mean, I can tell you where I was, what I was doing, when it hit me, that this is right out of the physiology textbook, period. This is, like, how the body works, and that's food combining.
How the body was created to function based on the right input of the chemicals that's in the foods, right?
No, it's as far as physiology goes, it's what happens when you put it in your mouth. What does the brain do? How does the body work? When you put something in your mouth and you start chewing, something's got to be done with that food. So that's why the taste buds are really neurological bundles of receptors that trigger signal the brain and indicate to the brain what is going down. So and so when that happens, the brain says, okay, I'm going to work, and it starts ordering, like an orchestra, starts ordering every organ to do what it needs to do to handle that food and to absorb it and to make the most of it. So when you have starch, it starts in your mouth, and the brain knows, and it goes to sugar eventually, but, you know, the appropriate enzymes will be secreted to handle that starch, or if it's protein, the enzyme, they're ready, the stomach's ready for that food, that protein, so that the enzymes can be secreted. And this is physiology. We don't have to think about it. It just happens.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And my comment is that it dawned on me a while back how, like, especially before the Flesh Your Fat plan, you know, we in general could take a little pill that a doctor prescribed and trust that it was going to do whatever chemical things and reactions it would have in our body to, you know, make a symptom go away. But at the same time, we wouldn't even think about a bite of food in our mouth affecting our body chemically.
That is so true. That is so,
we just witnessed that. That, you know, when a doctor says, okay, you have to take this drug, okay, how many times a day? Okay, all right, I'll go to the pharmacist and get it. Okay, whatever. But then when somebody says, no, look, eat fruit when you wake up because it'll help with your peristalsis and get your blood sugar up properly, and it'll help move your bowels. Well, I don't know. I'll have to talk to my doctor about that.
Well, you know, you picture a little tiny baby aspirin that some people take, you know, for a blood thinner, and then you picture, like, being at a buffet restaurant, and they have the big, what, 10-inch or 8-inch plate, and how they pile that up, and that's like a pill format, you know, it's round like some pills, but they won't think about that plate full of stuff affecting the body, but the little tiny pill, they will, you know, trust that it's going to affect their body in a way to get the result they want.
That's the paradigm. It's a paradigm shift that we all have to make, in as much as we need doctors and they are educated in practicing medicine, but we also need to practice health. And the paradigm, you know, that is a paradigm. If the doctor said so, that's what I have to do. But it's sometimes it's extremely important to question that, especially if your health is not going very well, if you're over fat, if, you know, things are getting worse and worse, then, you know, things have to be questioned. Because if you're not feeling that good, and I can speak from this because I had a Epstein-Barr virus, chronic fatigue on the road, and the doctors didn't know what it was. I was on the road as a musician. They didn't know what it was. And they decided to come into my hotel room before I had to go on to stage and give me vitamin B shots. Here, this will help, vitamin B shots. Then I wasn't sleeping well, so they gave me pills to sleep. And then it was really hard to wake up, so they gave me pills to wake up. And after a while, I was so sick, I told my husband, who was the leader of the band, we were supposed to go on stage right at that minute. And I said, you're either going to call an ambulance or the morgue, because I'm going to one of them.
Wow.
And I said, I can't go any further. And then I was in the hospital for a week. They still couldn't figure out what was wrong with me because it was a virus that they had no idea about. Now, Epstein-Barr virus, they understand what it is. But at that point, I knew I was in trouble, and I had to really question when they gave me all the steroid pills, and I said, it's not my glands aren't going down, my throat's not going down, this is not working, you know? And so I thought, well, I'll just start taking more, I guess. I don't know. They didn't know what to do. And finally it hit me, they don't know what they're doing.
Wow.
On this. So that's when I decided to hit all the health food stores and the libraries and go back to what my mother started teaching me from the Adele Davis teachings and Jack LaLanne and all that. And I thought, you know what? I need to, because my dad was a biochemist, in the beginning of my days waking up, he'd say, go get a hot cup of hot water, squeeze lemon in it, and put a little pinch of salt, and we're going to clean out our livers.
Oh.
Now, no doctor ever told me that, but my dad used to make that mandatory every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized something's missing here, and I'm not getting better. I'm getting worse. I'm having all these drugs, and I need to go back to basics as to how to make my body healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was a godsend that I started, and that's when I picked up the book, Food Combining Made Easy by Dr. Herbert Shelton. And that
uh-huh.
what started me on food combining when I was 28 years old.
Wow. Uh-huh. So when a person, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you're right. Everything you're saying is right.
So when a person starts on the Flush Your Fat plan and they're on, say, like four drugs, do they just stay on the plan and stay on the medications but still see their doctor, and then the doctor, as they see that they don't need the prescriptions, they either back them off or have them come off of them as they get better because of the plan.
It's just common sense, Martha, that you don't want anybody to go cold turkey off their drugs. You want the doctor to be monitoring them properly, and you really want them to continue to eat well as they're getting healthier. They need, you know, the doctor, they need to tell the doctor, I'm on this lifestyle program to get myself healthy, and I want you to monitor me so that if the, you know, the insulin has to come down, the blood pressure has to come down, the blood pressure medications, blood thinners change, the cholesterol changes, all these drugs that people are put on wind up with the doctor's monitoring is going to say, well, you know, we don't really need to see you anymore, or you're at your lowest milligram count, you're doing great. So, yeah, that's the way it works, you know. When you feed and care for the body the way God made it, then you get the benefits of your body improving so greatly that you don't need as much medications or all those medications.
Well, is there, after a certain time, they've been on the plan and lost X number of pounds, is that when we might recommend they go for a checkup to see if
Well,
they,
everybody's if, different, of course. There's some people having to go for checkups now because they're such a mess. And then there's other people that they're excited to be monitored after a while, the life of a red blood cells every 4 months. So why not check after about 5 months of being with this? However, there are many people that are constantly being monitored because they have health issues. So as the doctor is monitoring them, they'll say, hey, your tests look pretty good. Hey, your blood pressure's down a little. I think we're going to have to lower that those meds. Hey, the cholesterol's not as high. Good work. What are you doing? Keep up the good work. Of course, if you tell him, he doesn't want to know. He doesn't care. But it's highly exciting to see all those lab numbers start to normalize.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was realizing the other day on a certain topic that, you know, we pretty much on this plan live a fasted life to a big degree.
Fasted?
Fasted life, right.
In what way?
You know, where we're not doing the breads and the sugars and the candy and, you know, certain.
Yeah, but that's not fasting. That's healthy. You're not fasting. You mean you're doing without that. And a lot of people think they're going to be, you know, oh, my God, the rest of my life, I can't do sugar. Yes, you can if you do it right. But the most important thing, people that are on phase one, highly important that they get their fat off because it is a matter of life and death now. We now have a new title for obesity, globesity. It has now gone to super morbidly obese, and it's out of control. And it's just inevitable that, you know, to me, for somebody to have to die due to their poor diet, that's a crime. I think it's a sin.
Okay, well, thank you for your input.